They're four times a week. So you gotta be the oldest guy that's there the most.
Probably.
There may be an old guy. Maybe there's another old guy, but he ain't going four times a week.
There's one guy older than me, but he don't come anymore.
So, you beat him.
So this old Chinese guy, he was 93 years old. He was there every day. Come from New York on a bus. But now all of a sudden he dropped off the earth.
So you're king of the hill.
Probably, yeah.
So they know that about you then?
Yeah, they know that about me. They know. In fact, when sometimes I'm playing and the dealer will go, he's 91 years old. Because I joke around a little bit, you know, and they laugh and they'll talk about me. 91 years old.
So tell me, what's the oldest thing? What's your earliest memory? What's the earliest thing you can imagine that you can remember?
You mean in my life?
Ever, yes. Like, was it, you were 8 years old on a swing set, or you're 10 years old playing baseball, or 6 years old at Christmas? Take a moment, think back.
Yeah, that's a good question.
It's fun to, I've done that, and I used to be able to go back farther, but I can't go back as far as I used to. But
I think the only thing I can remember was being at, with my parents at a relative's house on a Sunday afternoon visit. And I was being cranky, which means I was maybe 5, 6. And my father gave me a whack across the face, gave me a black eye.
Oh, wow.
I think that's the oldest thing. I remember.
That's old school.
Yeah.
How old do you think you were?
Five. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, can you remember? Because Uncle Frank was filling me in. You guys had a couple different. Before Grandpa made the swap and bought the lodge, before that last house he had in Brooklyn, he had several houses, right?
We paid rent at several.
Oh, paid rent at several houses.
Yeah, we never owned a house before that.
Okay, so the house that Grandpa made the swap with, he owned that house. And that was the only house he owned?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So can you remember your earliest house? What's the earliest house? What are we talking? Are we talking like brownstones or single family homes or apartment buildings or what?
The earliest I remember is a wood frame house. A wood frame house in Brooklyn, and it was a one family house, but they converted it and made a second family out of it, but it didn't have plumbing.
Oh yeah.
And it had water, but it didn't have toilets.
Is it an outhouse?
It had an outhouse, and this was in Brooklyn, and we were the only people on that block that had an outhouse. Everybody else had toilets.
Can you in your mind? Can you still see the house? Can you picture it?
Yeah.
How old were you when you left there? Do you think?
Eight. We went to. Another place, rental in Brooklyn. We went from 23rd Street to 29th Street, and we lived on it. The landlord lived on the first floor, and we lived on the third floor.
Oh, you remember the streets?
Yeah.
So on a map, you could show me the streets.
Yeah.
23rd Street to 29th Street.
Yeah. I remember living on Douglas Street. That before that.
Before which one?
Before 23rd Street. I just realized that.
On Douglas Street. Well, we got to get a map sometime and look at all these places. So Douglas Street, then 23rd Street, and 29th Street.
29th Street. So, and from 29th Street, my father bought his first house on Ryder Street.
Okay, so you lived in four different places in Brooklyn? Ryder Street being the last?
Douglas Street? No, before that, wait a minute. Talk about my earliest memories. I remember living on Butler Street.
Oh, my goodness. That's fifth place you've named.
I remember living there.
Jesus.
And I remember my mother lost her baby girl.
Nana?
Yeah.
Oh, she lost, you had a...
She lost
you
a...
You would have had a sister.
I remember. I remember them talking about the death. I must have been 4 years old.
No kidding.
That I remember. That's my earliest memory.
No kidding.
Really, yeah.
Holy mackerel.
On DeGraw Street.
So I think that's... I'll go back and listen to this later, but I think you've just named six different
places. And that was DeGraw Street, Douglas Street, East 23rd Street, 29th Street.
How much older are you than Uncle Frank?
3 years.
So if you were maybe four when Nana lost a daughter...
He wasn't born.
Well, he
wasn't born.
If you're 3 years old and you're 4 years old.
No, he was. In that memory, he wasn't born.
So then you were three?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
No, he wasn't born.
Holy mackerel. So you can remember that going on about you?
Yeah, yeah.
Conversations in the room or something.
I was born.
What year were you born?
1919.
My goodness.
One of the female dealers, pit boss, I burned myself. And she said, well, you got a burn here, do something with it. I said, oh, I never did that. When I was a kid, we never did it. She said, yeah, but that was 100 years ago.